Page 57. Unit 7. Getting along. Listening extra. Ask Allison. B. Listen to the call-in radio show. Number the complaints in Exercise A in the order you hear the callers mention them. There are two extra complaints.
You're listening to the Ask Allison Show. Call in and tell me your complaint. Let's get started. Mark is our first caller today. Hi, Mark. What's your complaint?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My brother Chris comes over for dinner a few times a month. I mean, it's just casual, pizza or pasta, you know, nothing fancy. But the thing is, he never shows up on time, which is really annoying. You know, I do the cooking, and then I end up waiting to eat. And another thing is, I have to do the dishes every single time. You know, he never helps me clean up afterward. He acts like he's in a restaurant. I mean, I know he's family, but...
It's no fun having a guest who always takes and never gives. It's important for your brother to know that this is not okay. Since he comes to your home regularly, it's time to say something. Just say, "Chris, I always look forward to having you over, but it would be great if you could arrive on time and help me clean up after dinner." Okay, our next caller is Laura, and she has a few problems with a friend.
Hi, here's my complaint. So, my roommate, Mariella, and I do everything together. But we have another friend, Carrie, who lives across town. The problem is she's always inviting herself to do things with us. So if she hears about our plans, she'll show up wherever we are and tag along with us, sometimes for the whole weekend. We've tried telling her gently that she's not welcome unless she's invited, but she doesn't get it. I'm not saying we want to drive her away completely, but we want to do things on our own too sometimes. So how do we get her off our backs without offending her?
Since you've tried to tell Carrie gently, you must now tell her clearly. Simply say that you don't want to hurt her feelings, but sometimes you and Mariella want time together to hang out by yourselves, without her. In other words, don't be too gentle. Be firm. Berto is our next caller. What's the problem, Berto?
Well, it's my girlfriend. We've been going out for 6 months now, and she's always wanting us to do things together. I work really long hours, you know, and I feel as if she's putting pressure on me all the time. She's driving me crazy. I never have any free time for myself or for my friends. How can I make her understand that I need time for myself, too?
Berto, have you tried going over this with your girlfriend? I think that you both need to work on this together to find a solution. You need to find a balance. Quite frankly, your girlfriend needs to find something else to do so you can have some time to yourself and also find time to be with your friends. Schedule a couple of regular date nights, say Wednesdays and Fridays. Tell your girlfriend you'll see her then, and tell her clearly that Saturday night is your time. Then you'll still have time for yourself and for your other friends. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for calling Ask Allison. I'm Allison Duffy, and I look forward to chatting with you soon.